Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
Absolutely. Pathetic performance from Kenny Caraway there to close out the handoff.
Bro, that clip overrated, bro.
Stop it.
Some people just have no shame.
Let me tell you that right now. That clip overrated.
Is something wrong?
No.
I can't hear anything.
You didn't hear Jesse just now?
Yeah, your headphones just turned up?
Yeah.
You can hear me, right, Kenny?
Yeah, I hear you.
I can hear you.
This is a D-Lo thing.
Well, they changed
so
the key card.
So much for that contract, yeah.
They changed the key card and the headphone card.
Yeah, I think something off of my
headphone. Stumprint wouldn't work on the way out the door.
Huh. Oh, man. Well, hopefully his earphones won't blow up like they did last night.
Well, that's happened before.
We don't want that to happen.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with that.
So it's I'll fun. Relay everything Jesse says.
No, we good. We're good. I got it now.
All right. Well,
it's fine. Welcome.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
That's a goddamn
That's top five. That's top five.
No, it's it might be top five.
It's top five.
Dude, go take a lap. Go
bro,
take a lap. This is right now.
Bro, yeah, you need to get rid of that drive, bro.
You sound ridiculous.
I don't need to be synonymous with the Lakers.
You sound ridiculous right now. You love the Lakers. Everybody knows you love the Lakers.
That's
all right. Wait till Jason Jones gets here
That's
in a little bit.
Cap.
All right, you know what? You know what? We're being unfair to Kenny. Who among us has ever owned a Nick Van Exel jersey in their life?
Well,
Raise
Van
your
Exel,
hand.
That was my boy.
Raise your hand.
Nick Van Exel. I have. That was my boy. And that was in the jersey buying phase.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that time, how old was I? I might not have been a Kings fan yet.
Wow.
I might have still been.
Wow, that's tough.
Might have still
that's
been
a tough phrase. That's
I might have still
right there.
Wow. I'm just saying.
Put
yo,
that on the
real.
Board. Can
yeah,
we put that on the
out.
Board?
Real.
So
I was
when
with
did
the
you
Bulls.
Be-
when Jordan left the first time. Come on, man. When Jordan left the first time, you know that. You was the same way.
Said I wasn't even a Kings fan.
I was
yet.
Still a Kings fan.
Yeah, I wanted them to
I
win.
I had my Lionel Simmons trading card.
Dwayne Coswell and Al.
Dwayne Coswell,
I was there when,
Walt Williams.
When Antoine Walker did a windmill, I remember that. I was like, hey, let's go. I was at the game when the roof was leaking. I was there,
allegedly.
Bro. I was there.
Allegedly.
I was in the building. I was always supporting the Kings, man. But I liked the Bulls. I was tapped in WGN.
This is despicable.
I was tapped in WGN. That was the spot. You know what I'm saying? Get to see the Bulls. Then Pete Myers got there when Jordan left, and I was like, I don't know if I want to stay here. They lost to the Knicks finally. I was like, yeah.
Were you happy or sad when the Bulls lost to the Knicks?
At that time, I was sad. I didn't like the Knicks back then.
Bro, yeah. yo, you got your nerve. You guys beat up Leezy for his fair weather fandom. And we all know you're a Knicks fan, but you wasn't a Knicks fan.
I'm not a Knicks
back
fan.
Then, you wasn't happy when they beat the Bulls because you was a Bulls fan.
Yeah.
And just acknowledged on our radio show that literally our ability to put a roof over our head depends on our relationship with Kings fans.
Right.
And you just said, I didn't even love y'all, really.
I mean, first of all, it's not that I didn't love them. Second of all, I'm just keeping it real. Do you want somebody that's going to lie to you or keep it a stack? At that time, I was about Jordan and the Bulls.
You've done nothing but lie to us.
I'm not going to lie.
You said you weren't a Lakers fan.
I'm not a Lakers
fan. Or a Knicks fan.
I was never a Lakers fan. And I'm not a Knicks fan. We've gone through this. It's just support. It's just support.
So. Stick with what Kyle and James were talking about a minute ago. Did the Knicks get better?
I would say no.
I don't think they did either, but I don't think they had to.
No, they just got, well, no, I take that back.
Careful.
I would say yes.
Okay.
They got Jordan Clarkson.
Okay.
They got Jordan Clarkson, yep. And they got what's the power forward's name again? From France.
Oh,
Yabu Sele.
Yeah.
Yabu. The dancing bear, I think is his name.
Yep,
to bolster the bench.
Not where I thought you were gonna go.
Well, yeah, no. Nah, I don't know why you think I'd go there.
I thought she was going to say maybe they got worse.
No, that's what
I thought you were going to say.
No, that's, yo, what's
not
this
me.
All about?
That's what I thought you were going to say. I mean, keep it real, G, where was Kenny after the Lakers won the chip, by the way? That's a good question. We all know where you were.
Okay, has any of us ever been caught in a Lakers parade before?
Not me.
Yeah, I got me. Stuck,
I've never
bro.
Been in a Los Angeles Lakers parade.
I got stuck.
Did you honk the horn and give him the, let's go. No.
Meet
Lake Show.
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't say
you
Lake
didn't?
Show.
Wait, did you honk the horn, though? Did you honk the horn?
I didn't. I was trying to get through, bro.
Did you or did you not honk your horn?
Yeah, I was trying to get through.
This man.
I was trying to get through. It wasn't in celebration.
Has been pandering to Lakers fans.
He has.
Long before we knew him.
This is, my gosh, this is cap. You know people listen to you. You know
as
people
they should.
Believe.
Thank God they
believe.
Do.
That's
they
facts.
Believe the things
Thank
that you
God
guys
they
say.
Do.
There's a lot of people who thought yesterday was our last show, even going into today.
No, there was somebody on Twitter who was like, wait a minute, what'd I miss? What?
It was more than Mitch. I didn't realize. I need to, that's why I don't tweet. Like, I just tweet and leave and come back like, whoa. I thought the Lex Luger meme made it clear we were just kidding, but
I think that's inside.
I guess. Yeah. Well, I guess obviously it is, but
I got it.
We ain't going nowhere. We here. We actually had a quick conversation yesterday at 6:15 as I was going to leave. It was like, hey, talk to you real quick. Like, all right, this is it. Okay. I really thought this was the last show. We worked ourselves into a shoot. we worked ourselves into a shoot. Said, now, hey, you want me here? He was like, oh yeah. No, we're gonna get this taken care of.
Yeah.
Like, okay. This isn't. I looked right. I was like, this isn't gonna be fun.
Uh-huh.
He goes, no, I know. We got it.
Now, all right. Now we got to be clear here. We have to be clear. Does the person you talk to think that a deal is done and you have to go check with your lawyer and stuff?
No, my. Because
you know how that goes.
The person I talked to was smarter than Jerry Jones.
You know how that goes.
Hold on. I got another question when you're done, Kenny.
No, I'm done.
Did the person you're negotiating with, have they gone and already told people the deal has been done?
No. No. I can confirm because the next line was, okay, we've got to get this done. Let's grab Complex. Let's sit down. And he does this all the time, which is why I love my guy. Let's start here. We'll sit down, and then we'll go to lunch.
There we go. I'll get the camera ready.
Aaron, we can't go to lunch, man. Like, we can't go to lunch.
Get the camera ready.
I know you guys missed this part, but we've got business to attend to from 12 to 7
you
every day.
Bring them in here right now. We're going to negotiate this thing right now.
Oh,
get
man.
The camera ready.
Live on
get
air.
Get the camera ready so I can take that picture. Yes, sir.
No, he's not getting happening. A dinner yet. No. That's literally a one-time thing.
That's very literally a one-time thing, yeah. Well, I'm sure Kevin will get a dinner. Kevin will probably get a He'll get a full-on parade at Sky River.
They'll have champagne in the kitchen area.
Yeah, like.
Oh,
like,
yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, right. For Kevin, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Katie was like, she texted me the other day, like, hey, I'm on my way home. I was like, oh, I thought you guys were going to lunch or something. She was like, well, Kevin has to do something at Sky River. Oh. And I'm like, well, wait a second. What the hell does Kevin have to do at Sky River that we don't?
All right, this is like when Randy Orton left Evolution.
I'm going to have Kevin up on my shoulder.
Yeah,
and Kenny's going to get the boom, thumbs down.
This is exactly what this is.
Oh, this is tough. This is tough.
Oh, man. Good times, though. Good times.
All right, we'll come back, man. We'll get this show started. We've been talking about who got better, who got worse. There have been a lot of grades given out as it pertains to this NBA offseason. We'll touch on that, what it might be. And I have a question that I have asked repeatedly about the Golden State Warriors that I want to ask about the Sacramento Kings as well. Hmm. We're just getting started. We're thrilled that you're here with us. It is the Tuesday, August 5th edition of D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
20. I do love one thing, as we were talking during the commercial break about some of the recent media appearances Jacob Fatu has done. When Jacob Fatu gets announced from Sacramento, California, I love that.
Mm-hmm. And somebody brought it to my attention, and they're right. That was an all Sacramento match.
Yeah.
Shout out Solo.
Solo. Yeah.
Shout out Solo.
What'd they call him from, Las Vegas?
I didn't even
think.
Catch
I think
it.
They said he's from Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah. I think. Because, and maybe it was just because they didn't want to announce two guys from Sacramento, California. Maybe they've never announced Solo from Sacramento, California.
It'd be kind of tough. Yeah, these guys are actually like really close family members who live really close to each other.
Yeah.
If they're both from Sac.
Yeah.
Got to keep some type of kayfabe.
Shout out to Sam and that whole family, man. They've always been supportive of 102.5 and, you know, the different things we've done. I had Sam on stage with me at a Cinco de Mayo one time, and as much as I love my brother, I'm convinced they thought he was Rikishi because he had the blonde. He's a dead ringer.
Yeah.
And they popped. They popped when Sam walked out. I was like, I wonder. It doesn't matter. My man out here. Yeah, we had a good time.
Shout out to those guys. We say it, but we got to do everything we can to get Jacob on here.
I think Jacob follows us on Twitter.
So he does,
We got to DM him, though.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I don't think it works like that.
WWE, please email me back then.
Yeah, well, they found out about the Ricky Starks interview from when he was with AEW and were like, sorry, guys.
That's another guy we need to see in 2026. They just kind of got him.
I had told myself when I sat down to relax, like, I'm going to turn on Raw. I didn't.
I thought about watching it last time. I didn't. But I saw clips. It looked pretty good. The Becky joint was pretty dope. Did you see?
I saw the Becky and Bella, right? I thought she did that.
And I'm not even a big fan of Becky, but she killed that.
When she hit the you can't see him line, that was funny.
She killed that. You see Joe Budden and them with her?
I saw that. I almost sent that to the group chat. The WWE put the picture out of Joe Budden, and I'm like, well, I mean, I guess he's hot. They dropped the hip hop media list, and you know they did the. I can't remember if it was Forbes. I don't remember who did the article after
Complex. New York Times.
It was the New York Times that did the article after he put the salary out there, or after he put the income out there. So
it was. Little hip hop crew there was Method Man was with them. Okay. They were all together, like Budden
with
Method
Joe.
Man. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Budden, Method Man, Kaz. You know, he's like a writer, podcaster on or a host on 7 p.m. to Brooklyn.
Okay.
He's a big wrestling fan, like a true wrestling fan. He was there, and then there was, I think it was B Dot was there too. Okay. But did you see the video when like Sheamus and somebody they were ringside? Joe and them were ringside. And Joe started recording like they had a brawl on the ring and the officials had to come out. And Joe was like, oh, what's going on? Oh, this is crazy. And Sheamus is being held back by like four people, like as close as I am to you right now. He's like, yo, this is wild. Mm-hmm. What's going on around here?
All right, Joe.
It looked like they had a real good time out there.
I don't listen because I just don't have the time to invest into that show anymore. But I saw a clip where they did, I guess this was on social media somewhere, that if you slowed down Michael McDonald, he sounds exactly like Anita Baker.
I didn't heard that one.
Oh, no. Okay, we've got to. Can you see if you can find that? I think it's Michael McDonald slowed down to sound like Anita Baker. When he played it, he put on, I keep forgetting, I'm not in love. Yeah. And he slowed it down.
It
and it was like, oh my God.
I can hear it in my head now that you say that.
It's crazy. You've got to, it was wild.
That's
I was floored when he did that.
Did you see the video of Cardi after Jade lost?
No.
So Cardi was there, like next to Michael Cole or whatever, and Jade just lost, and she's sitting there in front of her, like distraught, and Cardi is like, "Get up! Get up! Don't let this white girl beat you!
Oh, man!
Get up!
Oh, man! Damn.
The match is already over, too. Tiffany's already celebrating. Cardi, get up! Get up!
I'm excited for Nicki Minaj versus Dez Bryant, whenever that winds up happening.
The Nicki said, yeah, my husband will fight you.
She said, I'll give you $10 million. I'll give you $10 million to fight my husband. It's like, all right. Nikki's doing this thing where her posts are like five paragraphs long, and she's going at Dez because Dez is with Roc Nation. Nikki hates Jay-Z, hates Roc Nation, hates all of them. Jesse found the clip though. You have to hear this. I don't 100% know that this is clean, but I think so. But go ahead.
We'll try it.
Yo, this is.
If you pitch Anita Baker down, she sounds like Michael McDonald.
I saw that one.
Hasn't left my head.
Other way around. You pitch it up, and Michael McDonald sounds like Anita.
So I don't think that was as true. This is crazy.
Always, I keep forgetting.
You bring me joy.
So follow Michael McDonald.
All right, turn it off. I don't think the second one does. That's crazy. I found that clip. I watched that clip 50 times. I was like, yo. Now I don't even know what to believe anymore. Anita Baker might not even be a real person.
Have we seen them in the same place?
Michael McDonald masquerading as a black woman all these years. Oh, that was
amazing. Anita's singing for Michael McDonald.
Well, she said if you pitch Anita up and he does it, and it's like, that doesn't sound like Michael McDonald at all. pitching up changes like everything.
That is hilarious.
But yeah, that clip was fire. That was so funny. I'll give Joe Budden an A for that if we're giving out grades. Because everybody has been giving out off-season grades in the NBA. We went over except for the Warriors. The Warriors, despite the fact they've done absolutely nothing.
That's a true story.
They get the incomplete. Good for them. They get the incomplete. But the Kings have gotten everything from D, D plus, D minus, to an F, to a whatever. And that's fine. Whatever. That's fine. How much does that change if you land Jonathan Kuminga? And let's work with the idea, because I don't know how else you do it. Let's work with the idea it's Jonathan Kuminga, it's Malik Monk, it's some version of the trade that we have heard so far. How much does the perception here locally, how much does the perception nationally change on the Sacramento Kings offseason if they're able to get Malik Monk? I mean, excuse me, if they're able to trade Malik Monk and get Jonathan Kuminga?
Just a little bit.
That's kind of what I thought, too.
Yeah. I think in this situation,
Warriors will get an A.
Warriors,
they'll give the Warriors an A-plus for pulling this off.
Yeah, you get Malik Monk in the trade. Monk, that's a win.
There's going to be nothing but Malik Monk Sixth Man of the Year references.
Oh, man, he's going to be the favorite. He's going to be the favorite. And even in that situation, I like Malik. I don't know. Well, I don't see the Warriors having much of a shot anyway at their ultimate goal. So that's kind of where I come from, with not really tripping that much off them getting Malik Monk, even though he is a hell of a player. With the Kings getting Kuminga, I don't think nationally it would make that much of a difference with what the grade is that they get. Mm-hmm. I think it would maybe go up, not a letter grade, but what would that be? One tier, right? So if they got a C minus, they'd go to a C. If they got a C, they'd go to a C plus. I think that's the kind of effect it would have on a lot of people. And that's fair. I mean, a lot of that stuff, we talk about it. It's content. We talk about it, but we also acknowledge and understand, this King organization is, they haven't earned the benefit of the doubt with anything they do.
And the Warriors have.
Mm-hmm.
Malik is 6'4"?
6'2", 6'3". He might be listed at something, but he's about 6'2", 6'3".
Okay.
He's not that tall.
It's going to blow this up a little bit. Yeah. What's J.R. Smith? 6'6", right?
Yeah, 6'5". Yeah, 6'5", okay. 6'5".
So, okay, I feel better if it's 6'5". Is Malik J.R. Smith?
Yeah, a version of him.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I think when you do talk about that difference in height a little bit.
Because J.R. was the sixth man of the year. Mm-hmm. Or if he didn't win the award, he was in the Malik Monk spot for the mm-hmm. award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
But he's also a guy that won, who bounced around, two teams weren't clamoring to have him on his team. When the Cavs acquired him, they went to LeBron, and this I think was LeBron's first year back. I'm coming home.
Yeah,
and they went to him and they were like, "Hey, I think it was all to Lance Shump, if I remember correctly." And they were like, "Hey, they want us to take JR. How do you feel about this?" Mm-hmm. He's like, "Nah, I love JR. I love his game. Blah blah blah." And then they, you know, I think it was David Griffin at the time. He was laying out J.R. Smith could be a bit problematic. And LeBron said, "It's okay. I'll take care of it. Like, he's my personal responsibility." So they had to go to LeBron to sign off on the J.R. Smith trade.
Right.
And I think it was Kyle asked the question. Who knows how long ago here at this point, given it feels like the story has gone on forever. But how many championship teams clamor for a Malik Monk type on their team? And that was, if J.R. Smith is a Malik Monk type, it was on the Cleveland Cavaliers and went to four straight championships. Mm-hmm. He was there, I think, for all four. Well, he was there for all four of them, because if the trade was done the first year, we all know what happened the last one. Yeah. So, like, he was there for him, including the win.
Yeah. I think those guys are extremely important to a roster, to a team, having those guys off the bench that can create, can score, can get hot and carry a team offensively for a while. I think and we've talked about this, you know this, the price tag is the thing that worries people with Malik Monk. Mm. At $18 million, I think it jumps up to $20 million too. Next year, I remember seeing that. That's a pretty penny, you know, for a sixth man.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it can't be.
It's not outrageous, though.
I don't think it is.
18, 20, and 21 with a player option in that 21.
Yeah, I don't think it is, but it's got to be a specific situation, I feel. For somebody to say, yeah, you know, we're going to do that. We're going to make that.
The Lakers and LeBron James. Like, LeBron, we got you a J.R. Smith type.
During that time with Cleveland, JR was making $14 million a year.
I mean, that's 10 years ago?
Now.
I mean, that's a hell of a number, no?
Well, it is, but I wish you'd tell the whole story.
Okay.
So it looks like, because we haven't paid for the premium, we can't really break this down.
Well, we were promised, like literally live on the air, we were promised $10.
It looks like when he got to Cleveland, he was making $5 million a year. They won a championship, and he was able to get 4 years, $57 million. So,
well, that's not that different than Malik. Kings just didn't win a championship.
That's the thing. Like, they win that championship, and it's like, yo, JR was a vital part of that. Like, yeah, let's pay this guy.
And he was.
Right. And that's what we got to put. But originally, he was, with New York, he was $5 million a year. Denver, $5 million.
That had to, was that rookie scale? Denver and New York? How many years?
Maybe. So, by the time he got to Denver, that was his fourth. It was his second contract.
Oh, okay.
So maybe fourth, fifth year in the league, and he made 3 years, $16 million total.
Wait, who was he drafted by?
The Hornets.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's crazy. Drafted by the Hornets. I can't remember where he was drafted, but 4 years, $6 million was the contract. Total, $6 million. Made $1.5 million a year on his rookie deal.
Was he drafted Mr. Irrelevant? Damn.
Right. He didn't even get above $5 million a year until he got that $14 million a year contract. That was, when was he drafted? 2004? That was 12 years into his career. 12 seasons into his career.
JR was the 18th overall pick.
Man.
But that was in 2004. Mm-hmm. Money was different back then.
Money was definitely different.
Money was different back then. It seems like JR Smith has played for a billion teams. He hasn't.
Just three teams?
He played for the Hornets, the Nuggets. He played for the Golden Bulls in China. Then he played for the Knicks, the Cavs, and the Lakers.
Yeah.
Man's won two championships.
Yeah. Two-time champion, J.R. Smith.
And he did win the Sixth Man of the Year in 2013. With the New York Knicks. Mm.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
They loved him in New York.
They did. Well, the fans did.
The fans did, yeah.
The fans did. Like they like again, he was a throw in on the Amon Shumpert deal.
Mm-hmm. So to your original point, I mean, yeah, Malik Monk definitely reminds me of a J.R. Smith type guy. And I think if you're gonna be a winning team, potentially a championship team, I think you absolutely need a guy like that. Like I said,
is JR a better defender than Malik?
They're about the same.
I'm not saying really.
Yeah, they're about the same.
Okay.
I think Malik is an all right defender. Like he's not an embarrassment, but he's also not locked down. I wouldn't classify him as that.
One thing that bothers me a little bit about JR is sometimes he's talked about like a bumbling idiot. Like JR Smith is not an idiot. Like that's an intelligent man who has one really infamous moment, and then he occasionally looks high. Like, not that big of a deal. Matt Barnes was talking about smoking weed watching Kobe Bryant film today.
Yeah, but it's like, tough to have like one of the biggest moments in NBA history after all that. Like.
No, I know.
Not like, saying you're wrong either. I agree. It's like, tough. Yeah, it's tough. Like, it's bad look and all that stuff, the way people talk about him. But
it's tough. Like, he has to wear that, you know, that LeBron clip lives forever.
And JR.
But, like, JR is a smart dude.
Like, I 100% agree with you.
I think bro retired and went back to college and like
played golf. Yeah, like at
it was an HBCU. There it is. Okay.
And I think he was like on the honor roll at the school.
Yeah, like that's what I mean. Like he's not the perception of him is probably a little off and unfair.
100%. I'm not gonna say he earned that reputation. That's not the argument I'm making. But he was the guy that was outside.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, like...
So you know what I'm saying? Like, he was outside in New York.
And I was going to say, when you're outside in New York,
yeah,
it's different than being outside in Sacramento.
Right.
Not the different outsides.
Right. So, you know, that went towards that reputation. But I agree with you. J.R. Smith had a heck of an NBA career, especially coming in as a high school guy. Like, he made it. He was successful as a basketball player and found a way to affect winning in a positive way on a number of different teams.
And Polo L reminds that J.R. Smith had the funnest time at the Cavs parade. Was he shirtless the whole time?
Yeah, he was shirtless for like a week.
That's right. That's what it was. In like I think he was shirtless getting off the plane.
Yeah.
Because if memory serves, they went to Vegas.
Yeah. And
that's right.
And he didn't change. He was in his game shorts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No shirt.
Yeah.
And was just wild. And then got off the plane.
And Bron had that classic Ultimate Warrior shirt yeah, on, and here comes JR with his
JR had a time. Boy.
Oh yes, hey, salute, salute, salute. So we've asked this question. I also think the idea, no matter how stacked the position group is, like stacked in terms of maybe quantity over quality, the backcourt is. I do think we have too casually talked about what losing Malik Monk would mean for this team. Like, we can't act like Malik didn't have moments where he helped win basketball games
100%.
Here.
I think we've brushed over that, though, because it just seems like
100%.
The teams are ready to move on.
Yeah, and that was the number one thing. Like, when we started kind of putting pieces of a puzzle together, like, what are we so hell-bent on getting Malik Monk out of here for?
To me, it doesn't really make sense. It seems like he's been the heart and soul of the team the last few seasons. He's been I'm playing for Sacramento and this team rather than myself type of guy. You can tell that. It doesn't make, like, he's a sixth man of the year, perennial candidate and stuff. It doesn't make sense to me why you'd move on from him.
So could it be the 18, 19, and 21 that we were just talking about?
I've heard that's exactly what it is.
So let's take that, the 18 mil, 19 mil, 21 mil player option in the final year, and use that as to, it's a unique opportunity to land, because I think we are all in agreement. Like, I literally think everybody is in agreement. Love Malik, want Malik on your team, but probably can't build around Malik. Mm-hmm. Maybe he can be a pillar for what you do, but there's shortcomings with that, and there's shortcomings that you have to make up for.
Right.
You have a player that you like who's good that you're going to use to get a player who's 22 years old who you think can be a pillar of what you're going to build moving forward. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's not so much we want to move on from Malik Monk, we want to move on from Malik Monk. It's moving on from Malik Monk allows us to do something that could help build out our future a little stronger than having Malik Monk on this team.
Yeah, I think.
Wait, do you mean like in terms like it gives you flexibility or it gets Jonathan Kuminga?
It gets Jonathan Kuminga.
I get that, but also weren't they just trying to move him to get Dennis Schroeder here too? Or is that kind of part of the same thing?
No,
parts now.
It's moving on. Like it seems like they're interested in moving on from Malik Monk.
From my understanding, I talked to a couple people last week about this situation. And from my understanding,
the Malik Monk situation, yeah,
it's not personal. Like, we kind of wonder, like, what the hell happened in an interview to make them feel this way? They're like, it's not personal. They like Malik a lot. Talking about Scott Perry, Doug Christiano, they like him a lot. The one hang up seems to be how they're trying to manipulate the roster or maneuver around the roster and some of the money issues they have. And looking at Malik at that 18, 20, 21 million is like, yeah, I think we can use that type of money elsewhere. And like I said, from what I hear and what I was told, that's essentially what it comes down to. They like the player, they like the production, but for where they're at as a organization and roster construction wise, financially, that's where they see they can make some changes and allocate that money a little different. And I get that. I understand that. Once again, I probably don't agree because I look at Malik a certain way, but to be honest with you, it feels like they're not alone in the league mm-hmm. for feeling that way about that contract.
Mm-hmm.
Is that contract even bad?
I don't. It sure as hell didn't feel like it.
When he got it, it was the going rate for sixth man of the year.
Well, man, times have changed, pal.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like
we're going backwards now. Like I don't get that.
That's what it feels like. Feels like the whole league is going backwards.
Yeah. I don't know what the issue is with that deal and with that contract. It seems good enough for me, especially for his production. This is a guy that's going to get you 15 to 18 points a night. And
well, yeah, because like before it was like, oh, yeah, they're going to move off him so they can bring in Schroeder here, whatever the details were, whatever contract stuff and all that. But it's like that, I don't know, that just didn't make sense to me at all.
Yeah, I don't get it. I would.
Like, what else are you going to do with that $18 million?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
That you can't maximize with Malik Monk there already.
I would be perfectly fine if the Kings were able to keep Malik Monk, have him be your backup guard, and there are going to be guys, and I think the odd man out in this situation would be Devin Carter, and if he's not in the rotation, that's fine. And you're not able to sign Russell Westbrook. It's unfortunate, but that's fine too.
No, I don't know if that's true.
You should have seen the text this dude sent me yesterday.
Who?
What'd you do?
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
What happened?
Someone in
you
a separate.
You should have seen what this.
Oh, no. It's something because your face got like, you were just. Oh.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead. Put this on me. Put this on me.
Did you disagree?
No. No. Here, I'm going to send it to Jesse right now. This day. Hey, look, we'll just be honest. Devin Carter's not a good basketball player. We'll come back, man, because I didn't even get to ask the question that I was going to ask. I'm going to put that on me. Go take a look at that, Jesse. Get your boy over here. Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.